The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. In that first reading from the prophet Amos, the rich are being criticized. They're being told, if you don't change your ways, you will be punished. And they were punished. They were defeated by the Babylonians. They lost everything. They were taken into exile. They did not respond to the needs of their brother and sister Jews who lived in the northern kingdom of Israel. So they got what was coming to them. In today's gospel, we have the same warning, and that warning was not only for the Pharisees of Jesus' time, but for our time as well. Do we hear any better than those people did 25, 3,000 years ago? Do we hear what Jesus is telling us to be and do as good disciples? Now, back then, they had the commandments, they had the prophets, the same information that we have. And God gave the commandments and the prophets to the people so that they would know what was right, what they needed to do. The commandments, the laws of God, are not given to us to make us unhappy or to burden us, but rather to provide a very clear path so we can find true happiness. That's what they're there for. They're not to deny us anything, but to make it easy, or at least easier for us to do the will of God. So we, like all of our ancestors in faith, Christians, Jews, we have the prophets, we have the commandments given to us by Moses, we have Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, who came to remind us of what we are called to be and to do. And basically, even Jesus says, you can melt down all those laws and rules and regulations to two great commandments. Number one, love God fully and completely. And Jesus said last week at the end of the gospel, you cannot serve both God and mammon. That's basically, we've got to love God completely. The second is like it, and it is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, if you think of the golden rule that plays into this, do unto others what we want others to do unto us, so that if we were sick or we were poor, wouldn't we want people to help us out? I mean, it's really very, very simple. The problem is we get caught up in our own pride, our self-righteousness, our judgmentalism, and we get so into our own little world of thinking and being and doing that we're blind, and it's our fault, nobody makes us blind, but we're blind to the needs of others. That's the gospel story today. Here is Lazarus, the poor man, at the door of the rich man, and the rich man doesn't take care of him. I mean, does that happen to us as well? Do we get, again, so into our own routine and trying to protect our stuff and our own routines that we don't see the needs of those around us? Not just the physically or economically poor, but those who are spiritually poor, who are psychologically poor. Do we really keep trying to focus back on God and to do the will of God so that we're always noticing around us who is around us? What are people doing or not doing? And how might I reach out to them to kind of get out of my head and my own way of doing things so that I'm not walking by that poor man Lazarus at my door, but rather I'm noticing him and I'm serving him, I'm helping him. We can get very caught up, especially with Facebook and cell phones, and you know, we're so intent on looking on what's here on this little screen that I'm holding that we're blind to everything else, to the good and the bad. The bad, the poverty, the evil, the suffering, and even the good, the beauty of nature, especially in our neck of the woods. But again, that's our choice. We don't have to be focusing on technology. We can be focusing on the beauty of nature and the beauty of my brothers and sisters, whoever they are, especially those who are in need, those who suffer like Lazarus. And again, Jesus says it's very clear that if we don't love God fully and we don't love our neighbor as ourselves, we will be judged on that. So we're very much in the situation of the Pharisees 2,000 years ago and of those in the southern kingdom of Judah 2,700 years ago. We live very comfortable lives. And it's very easy to get caught up in maintaining our comfort, of staying in our box, of protecting our stuff, our livelihoods, whatever it might be. It could be the stuff, our homes, our possessions. It could be our way of thinking, our attitudes that we're holding on to that prevent us from really seeing everyone around us as our brothers and sisters, not judging, but simply reaching out to them in their need. So here again, we have a warning from God that if we do the will of God, all will be well. All will be well. As Paul says, we will be in heirs to the kingdom of God. And if we don't, well, we will be judged accordingly. But we have no excuses. We have not only the prophets and the commandments from the Old Testament, Moses and Amos and Ezekiel and Isaiah. We also have God himself who became a human being. He became poor. He didn't have possessions, and he gave his very life in service to us who were poor spiritually so that we could know salvation. So if we're truly grateful for that, what God has done for us, hopefully we're going to say, God, I am so grateful. I will constantly work at becoming more focused on loving you and loving my neighbor. And that means we have to sit down and do our homework. What is it that is preventing us, getting in the way of our noticing those around us and reaching out to them? Who in our families, you know, maybe they rub us the wrong way, so forth and so on. But what little things might I do to reach out to them? And the stranger is not really a stranger. He is my brother. She is my sister. They are all made in the image and likeness of God. They are family. But again, how aware of them are they? Are we? Are there people sitting at our doors or where we work that we just pass by without recognizing each day? The promise is that the more we take the time to really focus on love of God and love of neighbor, we're going to find that we're freer and freer and freer to really enjoy the gifts of God and to share them without worrying about the cost. That's the promise of God. Think of Mother Teresa. Did she have possessions? Well, she did. She had a couple of saris. She was able to put everything in a nice little cardboard box and move around with it, didn't have to worry about possessions. Are we that free? Because if we are that free, then we're really going to make a difference in the world, bringing the love of Jesus Christ, which we're commanded to bring into the world, to those who are economically poor, who are ill, who are psychologically in need. We're going to be a great grace to them if we truly are grateful to what for God's work in us and for us. So as we go forth, think of this week. You'll have many opportunities to kind of put down whatever it is that gets in the way of your noticing other people and their needs, and to really work on disciplining yourself so that you can be the hands of Christ, the feet of Christ, the voice of Christ, the face of Christ, which we're called to be as his disciples, and really notice those who are in need and reach out to them. Now, there are thousands of opportunities for that, and for us to see even a few of them, we have to take stock of where we are, what's getting in the way, putting them aside, and creating a new way of being, a new way of noticing, a new way of thinking and of doing. And with God's help, that can change dramatically each and every day, so that we're not going to be walking by the Lazaruses that are at our doorsteps, but rather we're going to be noticing them and serving them. So every one of us is called to be Christ. Every one of us is called to be his disciples in the world, to notice others and to serve them in the name of Christ who serves us.